Well, good morning, and I welcome each and every one of you to the Master's Call, to our telecommunications sanctuary. I ask you to get prepared for the word that's going to come forth. I appreciate that you allowed me to greet you this morning on this wondrous Wednesday during our Holy Week. I'm going to open this call up in prayer. I'm going to move forward and allow our host to take over. Good morning, Father God. We come to you with praise and worship in our heart, on our mind, and those words will come out of our mouth this day, that we will portray you in the light that you would have us to be. And in the light in times of darkness, Father, we ask you to touch those that are, their bodies are in the process of healing, our brother Lester Patton. We ask you to touch those that our little children from St. Jude. Father God, we appreciate you. We love you. We ask you to touch the heart that's going to come forth and give us word this morning, that we open our spiritual ear and hear the word that you would want us to hear. We appreciate each and everything that you're going to do for us this day and moving forward, Father. This prayer is in our brother's name. Jesus, amen, amen, and amen. I will now turn the call over to our host.
Good morning, Minister Benita, can you hear me? Sorry about that.
I sure can.
Okay, God bless you. And I just want to thank you for greeting us this morning and starting our day with that powerful prayer and tag, Wondrous Wednesday. We do serve a wondrous God. He's wonderful in all his ways, and he's faithful to us. So God bless you for that. My name is Keisha Leah, and I am from Cincinnati, Ohio. And I welcome each and every one of you on the Master's Call this morning. And I ask the Lord to bless each and every person in their own special way. This call got started in October 2010 by the co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. The foundational scripture is Psalms 88 and 13. But to you, I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We have a website that you can visit at any time that you would like, and that website is www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. All messages have been archived on the site as well as the bios of our speakers. Theme for the year is in 2019, God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth in me, individually and corporately, will clearly be seen. If you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, a host, or share a word from the Lord, you may even have a prayer request and or a praise report. Please submit all your information to info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. Dr. Vanessa or Prayer General Brenda Terrell will contact you. This phenomenal company, Artist International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 29 years ago, have now changed it to Artist Life, and that we have the best products to help the world become healthier. The new morning motivational call is held Monday through Friday. Right after this call, a team of great leaders are given vital information on the benefits of the wonderful Artist products. That number is 712-770-4005, PIN 294, 617-pound, 712-770-4005, PIN 294, 617-pound. The bypass number, if needed, is 716-293-9707. Today is Awareness Wednesday, where the topic is keeping your brain sharp. What a topic. And it's hosted by the dynamic duo, Diamond Presidents Reggie and Victoria Flanagan. So once you get off this call, jump on over to that call. Amen. We're asking all to continue to keep Brother Lester Patton lifted up in prayer and declaring that he shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you in advance for that. At this time, I would like to read the bio of our speaker on today. And she is the daughter of Ural and Patricia Lauderdale and has lived her entire life in South Southern California. She is a middle child, having an older sister, Yvette, and a younger brother, Aaron. She is a graduate of California State University in Long Beach, where she earned her bachelor's science degree in criminal justice in 1990. She is single, saved, and satisfied with Jesus. She is the mother of a son, Kaylon Taj Williams. Tiffany is currently employed by the city of Culver City in the transportation department. She is also a transformation professional with a Christian-based health and wellness company called Artist Life. She has served several years as parent chair of the First Tee of South Los Angeles, a golfing organization, and has held several offices in the Western Baptist State Convention. During the 1980s through 2002, Tiffany has always been an active member of her church. She is currently a member of Faithful Central Bible Church in Inglewood, California, where the pastor is Bishop Kenneth Omer. Minister Tiffany loves to travel, encourage and support others, especially her son, Kaylon. She is a basketball mom, and she's training him to be a young man in the army of God. She believes that she should raise her son in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he would not depart from it. That's Proverbs 22:6. Minister Tiffany understands that the master call has blessed her with the opportunity to not only mature in spiritual calling, but to also grow as a woman seeking God. Jeremiah 29:11 planned for her life. Tiffany's favorite passage of scripture is Psalm 34:19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. Hallelujah. And I just want to say, I got to meet this young lady for the first time in person at Extravaganza in Las Vegas, and my youngest daughter, Kaylin, actually, she came to me and she said, Mom, I was drawn to that lady. I don't know why, but I know why. She has a sweet, sweet spirit, and she has a love of the Lord over her and through her. So also, this young lady keeps her looking great. At this time, I want to introduce to some and present to others Minister Tiffany Lauderdale. Are you there?
Minister Keisha, I am here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Take it away.
Well, to God be the glory. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you so much, Minister Keisha, for introducing little old me. Thank you so much for just loving on me. And to your daughter, Kaylin, tell her happy birthday, 18th birthday. And God bless her. And I look forward to celebrating the great or things that God has for her in her life. To Minister Bonita, thank you for seating us and greeting us this morning and giving us that tag, a wondrous Wednesday. Yes, this is a wondrous Wednesday, so God bless you, and thank you both, my sisters, for serving us in excellence this morning. Well, God morning to each of you, the Master's Call family. I thank God for you on this wondrous Wednesday, this wonder-working power of God Wednesday, the Wednesday of Holy Week of 2019. And definitely, I wouldn't be here and up if it was not for the grace, the plans, and the purpose of God to be here in this another day that he has made. And so I give thanks from the depths of my heart to Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, my mother eagle, and Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, my doctor, super fantastic, for saying yes and allowing us all to have this opportunity to gather here on this, the Master's Call. And to each of my sisters and brothers that I serve here with in this telecommunication sanctuary, I thank you, and I love each and every single one of you, and thank you for allowing me to serve with each and every single one of you. Man, this week has been absolutely amazing. I mean, it has been something so different. When we started this call on Monday we began this call in prayer, praise, and worship, because there was a clarion call, because we believe that Brother Lester Patton shall live and not die. And so we started off Monday in prayer, praise, and worship, and then a prayer general came on yesterday with a mighty, mighty, mighty powerful word. And if you didn't get anything out of it, then you should know how important love is. And you really should have went through yesterday. No matter what came your way, is all you had to do is open your mouth and say that he made a way. And so even when it doesn't look like it, we could just rest assured that the Lord will make a way. And so now it's time for me to come to you on this Wednesday, and I'm saying, Lord, okay, what is it that I need to say? Not what does Tiffany feel that she needs to say, because I've been there before and done that, but that is not what I want to do. And in this season, I want to say what you would have me to say. And so he said, today, simply just let them know that it is time to resurrect the power. It is time to resurrect the power. And so you're probably saying, what is she talking about? It's time for me to resurrect the power. See, as the world is preparing for Jesus, we're getting ready to celebrate Resurrection Sunday. We're getting ready to celebrate that Jesus rose. And see, on this Wednesday, it was when Judas, you know, kissed Jesus, and that was that sign of betrayal. Yeah, but you know what? Maybe the kiss was actually life, because when he died, he rose again. So we know that Jesus was resurrected from the dead. But I am simply asking you on this Wednesday, what things are laying dormant in you? What things in you are dead? What things are you have been stagnant? What things in you have you allowed to just push away? See, he's saying simply today, it's time to resurrect the power that's inside of you. So let us look. Let us first, God, thank you for allowing me to wake up, to get up this morning. Thank you for allowing me to speak up, to believe up, and to hope up, God. So I ask right now that you would increase in me as I decrease, that your word will go forth mightily, uncontaminated, unhindered, in the name of Jesus. And I decree and declare on this line right now that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, it shall be condemned, in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Scripture. Let me give you a scripture today. Romans 8:11, I'm reading from the King James Version, says, but if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Hallelujah. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. See, when you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, the Holy Spirit imparted into you the same power that raised up Jesus out of hell, the same power that defeated principalities and power. You were made alive together with him, the very same spirit, that same power that raised Jesus from the dead is living in the inside of you. Can you just touch your stomach right now? The same power that raised Jesus from the dead is living inside of you. So why are we walking around in defeat? Why are we walking around worrying? Why are we walking around stressed out when we carry in us a DNA like no other? The DNA that is power, a DNA that is powerful, a DNA that is mighty, a DNA that is great. The greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. So why do we get weary and we want to just fall out when something happens in our life? And oh no, I can't handle this thing right now. Why? You got power in you. So it's time on this day right here to resurrect the power. If you haven't put anything in your mouth this morning, I'm going to ask you today, from right now until the end of the day to fast and pray and ask God to resurrect that power within you and watch what he will do. But you got to ask him to do it. A lot of times we want to tell him what to do. No, why don't you ask him for what you want to do? Lord, I need you to resurrect this dream that you gave me that I just said, you know what, I can't do this because I didn't have the money to do it. No, I couldn't do this because I didn't have the right people to do it. Oh, I tried to do it, but the person that you had me try to do it with, no, he didn't have you try to do it with them. You tried to do it with them, and ain't the person who he assigned to you. Walk in the resurrected power that God has given you. Of course, I got to go back and define the word resurrect. It wouldn't be my message without me doing this. So let me just go to this word. I love words. And so resurrect, what does that mean? Resurrect, resurrected, past participle. Resurrected, to restore a dead person to life. Restore a dead person to life. He was dead, but he was resurrected. Raised from the dead, restore to life. Bring back, synonyms are revive. On the third day, Jesus was resurrected. Revive, the practice, use of, memory of, something to bring new, bigger to. The dead collapsed, and yet he was resurrected. Revive, restore, regenerate, revitalize, breathe new life into. Breathe new life into. Jesus said, I am breathing new life into you. Give the kiss of life to. Give a new lease to life. Revigorate, renew, resuscitate, awaken, wake up, rejuvenate, stimulate, reestablish, relaunch, reinstitute. Are you ready to resurrect the power that is inside of you? Hallelujah. Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection was all part of redemption. But the resurrection power of Jesus Christ that he bore on Calvary's cross, and when he went to the grave, he got up with all power in his hand. They did not say he got up with some power. They didn't say he got up with a little bit of power. They didn't say that he got up with no power. When he got up, when he was resurrected, he got up with all power. So if he resides in you, then what are you walking in? Power. The resurrection power of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. When Jesus arose from the dead after being crucified, a voice echoed through the universe. It is finished. Jesus left hell in shambles, totally and completely devastated. Satan was defeated, conquered, and under Jesus' feet. That means that it is not going to be defeated. He already is. Jesus' resurrected power. Now, how do you get that in your life? You got to activate the resurrected power inside of you. I want to know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised him from the dead, Philippians 3 and 10. So why don't you say that this morning? Lord, I want to know you, and I want to experience the mighty power that raised you from the dead in my life. In Jesus' name, amen. That could be your declaration for today as you walk around, and then I'm going to give you another declaration to say. And you go back and listen to the replay so you can get this, because what I'm getting ready to say is going to be a paragraph. Declare this in your life by confessing this. Because of Jesus' resurrection life in me, I am getting stronger and stronger every day. My eyes are seeing more clearly. My ears are hearing better. My mind is functioning perfectly. And every bone, every organ, every nerve, every ligament is daily being supercharged with the glory of God. Hallelujah. The same spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead is now dwelling in me and is consistently, that means all the time, consistently, never ending, making alive my mortal flesh, which is Romans 8 and 11. My days are being lengthened and my youth is renewed like an eagle. Psalms 103:5. Make that your declaration. Walk in the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. I remember as a little girl, I used to sing this song. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. So walk in the resurrection power of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is a power that is available to each and every single one of us. Resurrection power doesn't come from heaven. It's in you right now. The anointing, the power of Jesus' resurrection power is in you. And when you accepted him, you received that resurrection power. So do not allow that resurrection power to continue to be dead and dormant in your life on this Holy Week Wednesday. Allow it to resurrect you. Allow it to take you into higher and higher heights. Allow it to resurrect your businesses. Allow it to resurrect your ministries. Allow it to resurrect your household. Allow it to resurrect your relationships. Allow it to resurrect you to places that you have not seen. Don't even get weary about what you can't see, but trust God and know that he is preparing great things for you. Know that there is greatness ahead of you. Know that the resurrection power will elevate you. Know that the resurrection power will bless you. Know that the resurrection power is providing a place for you. Know that the resurrection power will not defeat you, but know that the resurrection power has blessed you. If you got up this morning, you got to know that the resurrection power is in you. You got to know that the resurrection power is alive in you. You got to know that the resurrection power goes ahead of you. You got to know that the resurrection power, it saturates you. You got to know that you walk in the resurrection power of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and he has great and mighty things ahead of you. He said, call on me and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and mighty things which you do not know, but I know the plans that I have for you. And there is a resurrection power inside of you. All you have to do is believe it and speak it and act on it, apply it in the name of Jesus, because I have it already worked out for you, Brother Lester Patton. The resurrection power is inside of you, Baby T. The resurrection power is inside of you, Artist Life. The resurrection power lies inside of you. But now, are you ready to walk in the resurrection power? Access the resurrection power today. Access your healing. Access your abundance. Access your peace. Access your joy. Access every good and mighty thing that comes from the Lord. You must put the same belief, the same faith into every single thing that you are believing God for. Walk into the resurrection power. Every yoke is destroyed under the resurrection power of God. Walk into the blessing. Walk into the power of God. It is in your mouth. Speak it out. Decree it and declare it. What you want to see in your life, allow God to activate it and face it up. Activate your dominion, your power, and your authority, and apply the name of Jesus over every single thing that you say and do. Why? Because it is time for us to resurrect the power. Back over to you, Minister Keisha. Hallelujah.
Wow, wow, wow. Help Preacher Tiffany. You preached a word today. It's time to resurrect the power.
of the Holy Ghost that never sleeps nor slumbers. We just have to activate it. And just a quick testimony that my aunt, she still tells this 20-some years later where she was healed. When Jesus spoke to her in her kitchen and she broke up every dish, she said, Jesus said to her that I am the resurrection and the life. And when she tells this to this day, it still had that same power as it did back then when it healed her. So I thank God for this word on today. That was a blessing to my soul, and I know to every caller on this line. Hallelujah. And shortly I'll ask you to come back and close the call with a benediction after a few announcements. So let's pray over our prayer requests. Father, it's in your most holy name that we come before you this holy week, thanking you, Lord, for being a holy God and a righteous God. And Father, we thank you that we serve a risen Savior. Hallelujah. We thank you for your resurrection power. And Father God, that resurrection power, God, poured back into Preacher Tiffany this morning in the name of Jesus right now. Thank you right now that she heard your word today and she fed us your word on today. So Father, bless her and bless her home like never before. Bless her child, oh God. Give her just what she desires in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I declare your resurrection power over Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa in the mighty name of Jesus. God, Lord, that you do a mighty work in them, Father, each and every day. Let them experience your resurrection power day after day, Father. We thank you for the Artist Life Company, Father, the owners, oh Father, the Diaz de Leon family, Father. We declare your resurrection power in their life, oh Father, over this company, every distributor, every customer, Father, everyone that's coming into, Father God, the knowledge of artists. We declare the resurrection power in everyone's business on today. Father, we lift up Brother Patton in the name of Jesus. And as we stand in this gap today, we declare your resurrection power over him in the name of Jesus, that he shall not die, but he shall live and declare the works of the Lord, and declare that your resurrection power is the same today, yesterday, if yesterday, today, and forevermore. Father, we thank you, oh Father God, that you're powerful. You hold all power in your hands in the name of Jesus. We declare that same resurrection power over Mother Josie, over Mother Oliver, over Mother Blackwell, Aunt Brenda, Robin's dad, her nephews, Bryce, Zakira, Father God, Leanna Williams, baby Taryn, and all the St. Jude children, oh Father, Sandy and Cecil Cox, oh God, Sharon Stower's sister, Jackie, Erica, in the name of Jesus, the resurrection power over Everett, Pastor Everett, Sister Jerry, over Shaker, over the Elmore family, over the Buckner family, Father God, over Sophia Stallworth family, oh Father, over the Flanagan family, over Joanne Goody Charles family, over Millicent Bolden family, in the name of Jesus, Father, and even those unspoken requests, Father, we declare your resurrection power in the name of Jesus, Father. You are our strength of our heart and our portion forever, and we love you today in the name of Jesus. And to hear this playback of this powerful message, you can call 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-POUND. And the new motivational call is next. So jump on that line at 712-770-4005, PIN 294-617-POUND. Thank you again, Minister Benita, for greeting everyone and opening us with that call and that powerful tag. Prayer this morning, and once again, Preacher Tiffany, we thank you once again for this powerful message of the resurrection power, and would you come back and close us with a benediction?
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just bless you, we praise you, we magnify you, and we glorify you, and we declare and decree that on this day and forevermore that we will walk in the resurrection power of you, Father. And we thank you because greater are you who is inside each of us than anything we could ever conquer in the world. So we go out walking in your power and being great in this day, God. We believe you for great and mighty things. And we thank you right now for everything. And these things I decree and declare in the matchless, in the mighty, and in the miraculous name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I pray these things, and they are done in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. We love you, TMC family. God bless you. Walk into your resurrected power, and we will hear you on this line tomorrow. Join us for praise and worship. God bless you. Have an amazing and wondrous Wednesday. Bye for now.